Hi guys, my name's Adele Onyango and welcome to another episode of Legally Clueless. No, seriously, I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. Welcome to another episode. I hope you had a great week. I spent the whole of last week and clearly this week as well now fighting with KPLC. For those of you who are not from Kenya, this is a body that is meant to make sure that we have electricity all day, every day. But they fail all day, every day at this. So last week, I swear, every single day I had a blackout at my house. And guess what? Today I come home early to be able to make sure you get this podcast on Monday as scheduled, and there's no electricity. So I'm trying to be calm about it, because even trying to get them on the 24-hour contact center is just a nightmare and a half, as though Mondays aren't bad enough already. However, coming off of last week's episode, which is all about self-sabotage, I had homework. Yes, I have not forgotten. There are two things that I needed to do. The first one was to make sure I get myself into some DJ classes. So I did find a DJ school that's near where I live. It's very convenient. And I tried to call them. They did not pick up. I tried to email them. They haven't gotten back to me. I'm trying not to take this as a message from the universe. So I reached out to a DJ friend of mine who I'm going to be meeting this week to just try and figure out, man, where can I just learn how to DJ that is convenient and close to my home? The second thing that I wanted to do was to tell more stories. Over the past few years, I've realized that one of my strengths is getting people to share their stories. Such a strange strength, right? But I've gone for a few storytelling workshops. And another thing I'm passionate about is the African narrative and what people know about Africa. And the best way to teach and to make people erase their ignorance is via stories. I want to tell more African stories on this podcast. So that was one of the challenges I gave myself last week, and I've actually acted on it. I've decided I'm going to collect 100 African stories. Stories by Africans, stories by people living in Africa, stories that inspire, teach us something, make us laugh, make us cry, and I'll share those with you on this podcast. So story number one of 100 is a young African woman's battle with a topic that some of you wanted me to tackle on one of the Legally Clueless episodes. So it's so funny that I reached out to her and she wanted to speak about being an African woman trying to maneuver the challenges that brings in the workplace.
Hi, my name is Nancy. I'm from Nairobi, Kenya. When you're looking for a job, the last thing you ever think about is this job will make you cry, it will make you sick to your stomach, it will make you hate your colleagues. But you still look for the job because you're thinking, you know what, I need to get paid, I need to have a job, I need to get a promotion, I need you have all these goals and dreams for yourself. For me, that's what happened. I looked for a job which I liked and I loved it and I did it, and then I got another job. I did it, and then I got a promotion. I did it. But then what I didn't realize is when you get a promotion, people are under you. You have to manage people. And the one thing I learned about being a manager is you learn a lot about yourself. The reason I say this is in your mind, you always manage yourself. So you know, today I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you assume everyone else does the same thing. When they don't, then you have to keep pushing them and being this bad guy who's always writing them emails, remember to do this, sending them texts. They don't show up to work. You're like, why are they doing this to me? But then you realize these are people with different goals, different plans and thought processes. But that's not the story. The story is when your boss does not believe in you. There's this time a colleague of mine told me that during a meeting, the boss said that I have been promoted, but I'm not competent enough for that role. I'm just holding on to that role until someone else who's competent enough can come in. When she said that, she said it as a joke, but of course it hit somewhere really deep and it hurt a lot. The first thing that went through my mind is, the fuck? I've been breaking my back for this company and he thinks I'm incompetent.
Yeah.
the first thought I had was, you know what, I'm going to do less than. But then I realized doing less than will mean I'm giving him credence for what he said.
Yeah.
He said I'm incompetent. So if I do less than, I'm playing into that. So what I did, I said I'm going to do more than. I'm going to overperform. I'm going to do better than. I'm going to be pleasant to him. When I did that, I've never had any ill thoughts or any bad feelings about it. I'm just like, I just sat down with myself and said, you know what? Not today. I'm going to prove I'm more than competent. And then I'm even going to do a better job than that competent person they're going to look for. And then I'm going to leave this job and go do another job. And that's what I did. How do you deal with a boss who does not hear soprano, but only hears bass?
Mm-hmm.
Do you then deepen your voice when you're talking to him? What I usually do if I have a boss who does not hear women's voices, which you'll get in the newsroom, you tell a male colleague to communicate your information to that guy. And then he'd be like, oh, very good idea. Yes, he'll get the glory and fame for giving out your idea. But at the end of the day, your workflow is not affected. I put my head down.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way when you're swimming, you don't keep looking, where's the deep end, where's the shallow end, where's the end line?
Yeah.
You don't do that. You put your head down and just start swimming. Come up for breath, go down again. I set my focus to something else. I didn't feel the urge to leave.
Yeah.
I felt the urge to prove them wrong.
Mm.
And when I proved them wrong, I got a promotion. The stress sometimes would get to me. I'd get home and I'd be moody. My daughter would talk to me or she'd hug me.
Yeah.
And then I'd miss that moment because I'm moody and I'm angry and I'm thinking, how can I get back at these people? Then I realized, who's getting hurt? My daughter is getting hurt. I'm getting hurt. Everyone at home is looking at me like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So what I decided was, when I get home, I switch off. I turn off my mind. I'm like, now I put on my mommy face and my mommy mood. I come back home and I'm good. When I'm going to work, I turn on and put on my manager mind and my leadership palms and my coat and everything, and I go to work. But when it gets to 5, you shift your mood, you shift your mind, you shift everything, shifts back to being mommy. In the workplace, you don't get targeted per se. Like, it's very subtle.
Mm.
Like, they overlook your ideas, they overlook whatever you do, they belittle the department you're in. Like, it's okay, it's not a big deal.
Mm.
But then here's the thing, you make sure the numbers speak for you. You make sure everything else works so that they don't have an excuse to say, oh, it's a woman.
Mm.
It's because she's in that department. What my mantra is, so within, so without. And I've realized that a lot of people project stuff. So when they project, they assume that's who you are. Like, if I say, Adele is such a bad person, Adele is not a bad person.
Mm.
You are a bad person. That's why you can project it onto Adele.
Mm.
So they say, I want to be so self-aware to a point where I don't need to argue with someone over something that won't really help me.
Mm.
So that's how I've gotten over the fact that you can work with someone who says you're incompetent and you still smile at them and say, uh-huh, you are saying...
And that's it for this episode of Legally Clueless. You can share this podcast with your friends. You can keep it for yourself. I'm not judging. Just make sure you're here next week for the next episode.